Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming. Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
D-backs win streak is at four. They took the first of two games against the Giants, 8-4 last night at Chase Field. After falling behind 2-0 in the first inning, the D-backs answered with one in the first, four more in the second by creating chaos on the base paths. Ketel Marte went 4-for-4 with two runs driven in. Corbin Carroll had two hits and two RBIs. Zach Gallen got a 16th win of the year in the bullpen combo of Miguel Castro, Andrew Salfrank, Kevin Ginkle, the Gink, and Paul Sewald threw four hitless innings to preserve the win. A very solid win. That quick two-game series concludes this afternoon at Chase Field. Merrill Kelly taking the ball for the D-backs. He'll be faced by Logan Webb in a game that gets underway at 12:40. You can hear the action beginning with pregame coverage at noon on ESPN 620 and the Arizona Sports app.
Yeah, listen, they could maybe even drive a stake in the Giants today.
Maybe.
Could be.
Updating the National League wildcard standings picture heading into Wednesday. Braves beat the Phillies 9-3. The Cubs worked over the Pirates 14-1. The Reds got shut out by Minnesota 7-0. The Marlins rallied to beat the Mets 4-3. And the Padres blanked the Rockies behind Blake Snell's 7 no-hit innings 2-0. So the Phillies still in the top spot. D-backs are still in second, a half game ahead of the Cubs, one game in front of Miami, 1.5 in front of Cincinnati, 4.5 games ahead of the Giants.
Yeah.
The Padres still loitering 5.5 games out of the third spot heading into Wednesday's game.
Yeah.
Some change in the Diamondbacks front office. Not about Mike Hazen. Chicago White Sox have hired Arizona farm director Josh Barfield as their new assistant GM to work under general manager Chris Getz. Barfield had been with the D-backs in various roles since 2015. Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani had a procedure on his right elbow on Tuesday in Los Angeles to repair his torn ulnar collateral ligament. Dr. Neil Elitrash, he's doing a lot of big surgeries lately.
He's busy.
He performed the surgery, and he said Ohtani will be able to hit without restrictions by opening day of 2024 and will be able to pitch again in 2025. Ohtani, the overwhelming favorite to win the American League MVP this season, and is hitting free agency following the conclusion of this season.
Very interesting. Does this mean he's going to re-sign with an American League team so he can DH next year?
Well, DH is universal.
Well, so that is true.
He can go anywhere.
Or silly me.
Yeah.
Does that mean he might sign with a Major League Baseball team?
Maybe, I don't know.
Where he can be a designated hitter?
Have I ever told you about the wild card playoffs work this year?
Yeah, that was wow.
That one game playoff, Jared?
Yeah, the one game playoff he's got to be ready for, yeah.
That's funny. That is funny.
Cardinals will be back on the practice field today ahead of their Week 3 matchup with the undefeated Dallas Cowboys Sunday at State Farm Stadium. We'll get our first look at the Week 3 injury report a little later today. Of course, we already know that the Cards will be without safety Buddha Baker for the next four games at least. He was placed on injured reserve with a hamstring injury on Monday. The Cardinals signed defensive lineman Jacob Slade to the practice squad. They released wide receiver Daniel Arias from the practice squad. Slade has got a great name, by the way. Jacob Slade, defensive lineman. Mm. Great name. He was in training camp with the Cardinals during preseason after signing on as an undrafted rookie from Michigan State. Giants head coach Brian Daboll would not rule running back Saquon Barkley out of Thursday night's game against the 49ers, despite media reports that said Barkley would miss at least three games with an ankle injury he suffered late in the Giants' win over the Cardinals in Glendale on Sunday. Daboll said the team will, quote, take it all the way up to Thursday during a news conference, and said Barkley is a quick healer. Veteran Matt Breida and former Arizona Wildcat Gary Brightwell are the next two running backs on the Giants' depth chart heading into Week 3. That would be amazing if he turned that around from Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think? Yeah.
Unless it wasn't that bad in the first place. It looked pretty gruesome.
All I know is that Saquon Barkley plus Nick Chubb over the weekend had a lot of people calling, you know, for more reform at the running back position.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
it's dangerous place.
Really shining a light on it. Mm-hmm. Reports from Tempe indicate that Sun Devils head coach Kenny Dillingham was calling plays during Tuesday's practice rather than offensive coordinator Bo Baldwin. The Sun Devils have struggled mightily offensively in the first quarter of their season. They rank 129th in the nation out of 130 teams, averaging just 13 points per game. And they've scored a total of 3 points in the second halves of games so far this year. Quarterback Drew Pine was also back at practice after suffering a leg injury in last week's loss to Fresno State. Trenton Bourget, yeah. Another injured quarterback, remained out.
I was watching some of the local news coverage of Sun Devil practice yesterday, and the narrative everywhere was, all right, the Sun Devils are back to trending in the right direction. And I thought to myself, okay, that might be a leap, but it's very, very important for this ASU team to generate some sort of confidence. So they don't feel like they are...
Before USC absolutely trashes it.
Well, they're getting you know it's coming. Right.
It's the worst possible Pac-12 opener for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, so you've got to convince yourself that you at least have something of a chance when you... it's going to be bad. Oh, is it going to be bad?
Maybe Caleb Williams will call in sick because he's filming Wendy's commercials. Maybe. I don't know.
Perhaps.
There you go. There's your splash for Wednesday, September 20th.